Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You know how we're always talking about making sure apps and websites work smoothly, even when things get a little bit crazy? Well, today we're diving deep into the world of stress testing and, more importantly, how automation is like totally changing the game.
Totally. It's a really fascinating area, and it's becoming more and more crucial as, well, as our reliance on technology just keeps growing and growing.
Right. Like, think about it. Everyone shopping online, streaming movies, working remotely all at the same time. So making sure these apps can handle that kind of pressure, well, it's kind of a big deal, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. You know, I think everyone has experienced at some point that frustration of a website crashing during a big sale or an app freezing right when you need it the most. Stress testing, especially with automation, is all about preventing those situations.
Okay, so for those who might not be totally familiar, can you break down what stress testing actually is?
Sure. In the simplest terms, you can think of stress testing as pushing an application to its absolute limits. We're talking about simulating extreme conditions way beyond what it would normally experience in everyday use. You know, like a massive surge of users all hitting the app at once, or maybe a sudden spike in data processing. The goal is to find those weak points, those bottlenecks, before they cause a system crash in a real-world scenario.
So it's kind of like taking that brand-new fitness tracker for a jog, not just around the block, but like running a full-on marathon with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a great analogy. You want to see if it can handle the most intense workout imaginable.
Right. Okay, so we've got the what of stress testing. Now, why is automation so important in all of this? Can't we just like do it manually?
Well, you technically could, but imagine trying to simulate, let's say, tens of thousands of users all interacting with an app at the same time, all by yourself.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. It would be incredibly time-consuming, super inefficient, and honestly pretty much impossible to do accurately. And that's where automation comes in. We're talking about specialized software tools that can realistically simulate massive amounts of user activity.
So you're saying instead of like manually entering data or clicking buttons a zillion times, we have these robot helpers that can do it for us.
Yeah, exactly. And not only can they handle these huge volumes of actions, but they also gather really detailed data about how the application performs under stress. So things like response times, error rates, resource usage, all that good stuff.
So it's like having a whole team of super efficient testers working 24/7 without ever needing a coffee break.
Exactly. And this kind of automation, it's not just about speed and scale, it's also about sophistication. Like, we can use automated tools to simulate all sorts of complex scenarios that would be really tough to replicate manually.
Like, what kind of scenarios?
Well, imagine you're launching a new product, and you expect a huge surge in traffic right at the start. Spike testing can simulate that sudden influx of users hitting your servers all at once. Or, let's say you're worried about your app's performance in different network conditions. We can use automation to simulate various network speeds, latency issues, even outages, to make sure the app can handle anything thrown at it.
Wow, so we're talking about more than just, like, can the app handle a lot of users, but can it handle them in all kinds of crazy situations?
Exactly. It's all about creating a robust and resilient application that can perform well no matter the circumstances. And that's something that's really important for, you know, for everyone who relies on these digital services, which is, well, pretty much everyone these days.
Right. I mean, I'm sure we've all been there, stuck waiting for a page to load or getting that dreaded error message. It's super frustrating. So knowing that developers are using these advanced techniques to avoid those scenarios, well, that's pretty reassuring.
It definitely is. And as automation technologies continue to evolve, we can expect even more sophisticated tools. Tools that can predict and prevent issues before they even arise. Imagine stress testing that can actually anticipate future problems and adapt accordingly.
Whoa, that sounds kind of futuristic.
It is, but it's also the direction we're heading in. And
yeah,
it's all part of making our digital world more reliable, more efficient, and ultimately more user-friendly.
That's really cool. Well, I think we've definitely unpacked the importance of stress testing and why automation is such a game changer. So to wrap things up, what would you say is the biggest takeaway for our listeners today?
I think the biggest takeaway is that while stress testing might happen behind the scenes, it plays a huge role in our everyday digital experiences. The more we rely on apps and online services, the more crucial stress testing, especially with automation, becomes in ensuring a seamless and reliable experience for everyone.
Absolutely. So next time you're browsing online or using your favorite app without a hitch, remember those dedicated developers and testers working hard behind the scenes, pushing those systems to their limits to make it all work smoothly. And for our listeners out there, are there any specific tools or techniques that you're curious about? What other ways do you think automation can be used to improve our digital lives? Share your thoughts. Until next time, happy stress-free browsing.